But that's what you did. You underground, a Butte miner had to know just about every damn thing that he could come into his stupid head. You know? You know, you had to deal with a lot of things. You had problems with water. You had problems with heat. You had problems with bad ground. You had problems with fire country. You had unknown to people problems. They don't realize how many problems you could actually get into working underground. But you've got to get the Butte Miner credit. He's the guy that... He made Butte, Montana, regardless of what anybody says. It was the guy with the pick and shovel that went underground that made Butte. And I'll believe that till the day I die. I happen to have been one of them. And I wouldn't have traded it for $1 million, but I didn't want my kids to go underground.
Why not?
I couldn't stay away. I had to be underground. Why I could have lived under there.
Yeah.
I guess I'd have been a mole. I never got tired of work. I could underground. There's always something new to learn. You know, you would go from one thing to the next, and you think you knew it all, and pretty soon, bang, something else hits you. So many different things about, you know, it isn't that way today. You know, you have underground mining, but it's what they call load haul dump, where you go in with rubber tired equipment and you get in there and you got big jumbos doing your drilling. And I did some of that when we were on strike with different parts of the country. But it's not mining. It's not realistic. Underground mining in Butte, Montana was called selective vein mining. And there's an old story when that a guy told me is Pete Craddock, or Vidoc, V-I-A-D-O-C-K. He was an old-time miner, and I was going to try some leasing. Had some ground you could get off of the company. And when you look at selective vein mining, that's just exactly what it means. It's not open pit mining where you go in with a 72-yard bucket and start picking up dirt, and you go in with a rotary drill and drill. It's selective vein. Now you go in and that's what you do. You stay on the vein. And like Pete said, when the vein pinches, kid, you pinch too. So if it's 6 inches wide, you have to mine it 6 inches wide, and that's a chore, but it can be done. You have to make it wide enough to get through it, but it was done underground a lot. And that's what you had to do. It was selective vein mining, because if you look at mining and you stop and think about it, and you drove a shaft, you sunk a shaft down there 4,200 feet to go in to mine a pound of copper, not to mine waste. If you wanted to mine waste, you could stay on surface and you wouldn't have to dig that 4,200 foot hole. So that's what I think happened to a lot of the country today is big isn't always better. I think, you know, there's a lot to be said about the mine shutting down. And one thing I look at, and I know who done it, and but I don't know how I could ever live with myself if I would have been the one to pull the switch to shut the power off at the Kelly to fill it full of water. I don't think I could get up in the morning and look at myself in the mirror, and I don't think I'd sleep, period. I don't get a very good night's sleep now, but I don't think I'd sleep at all then. When you look at something like that, you think in some of the books that you read, and you think it's all about money, you know, instead of doing it right. And enjoy what you were doing. I never enjoyed the pit as much as I enjoyed the underground. And the people that worked underground were... The underground was mining, and I don't care. They can call themselves miners that are in an open pit. An open pit to me is more or less like a gravel pit, where you have people, a construction company coming in with large equipment, and you can call it mining. I call it excavation. It's what they need. And they take, you know, they're sending a product up that they got to mine 3-1, you know, 2 discard or 3 discard to 1 pound. That's, you know, what you're doing. You're just, you know, you're just destroying the landscape, and you're putting the people in a situation that's, society has just drastically changed.